I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, November 18th. Two people were killed in two separate crashes on the expressway and Route 3 early today. State police shut down the expressway southbound near Columbia Road in Dorchester after two cars crashed at around 3 a.m. One person died at the scene, another was rushed to the hospital. No word on what caused that crash, which caused major traffic detours. The other deadly crash happened on Route 3 North in Weymouth at about 2 a.m., state police said a car went into the woods near Route 18, trapping two people inside. One was killed, the other rushed to South Shore Hospital with serious injuries. Both crashes are under investigation. A Quincy man is charged with trying to run over a Boston police officer with his car in Boston yesterday. 64-year-old Alcora Dumas was apprehended after a chase, both by car and on foot, from Boston to Quincy yesterday. Police say Dumas fled from Boston and led police on a chase down Newport Avenue, then a foot chase before he was apprehended at Fayette Street and Elmwood Avenue just after 10:30 yesterday morning. Dumas will face charges in Boston. Quincy man charged with breaking into a Quincy Center bank and stealing several items from an employee's break room. 31-year-old Patrick Medley is charged with breaking into the Bank of America in the Granite Trust building Tuesday. Medley was arrested in Quincy Center Wednesday after police recognized him from video surveillance at the bank. Medley was wanted on an outstanding warrant and also faces charges of breaking into the bank and stealing items from employees. A virtual public meeting is being held today regarding plans for a new development in Wollaston Center. The developer wants to create a 4-to-6-story apartment building with 80 units and 6 ground-level retail stores at Beale, Cushing, and Chapman Streets. The existing buildings and 2 4-family houses would be torn down for the new development and a parking garage. Meeting is set for 7 p.m. MBTA holding a virtual public meeting today to provide an update on their plans for a new bus maintenance facility at the site of the former Lowe's Home Improvement store on Bergen Parkway in Quincy. That meeting is from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The T says that new garage could be open by late 2024. Marijuana and cash were found in a garage that caught fire in North Quincy early yesterday. Police said firefighters found the pot and the money after extinguishing the flames in the finished attic of the detached garage at 231 West Squantum Street. The fire itself was believed to be electrical in nature. Police are now investigating the discovery of the marijuana and the money. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, November 18th.